Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, aka Gym Guy.
Gym Guy. I'm Gym Guy now, people.
He started going to the gym, calls himself Gym Guy. Welcome, it's disgusting.
Welcome to Shag Married Annoyed, where we'll mainly be discussing reps, cardio, best way to stretch afterwards, best place to get your protein powders. And
please don't. You've changed. Oh, you have changed.
How many listeners do you think we just lost?
Hopefully all of them.
Rosie, I'm in agony. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I went to the gym last Tuesday, the day of recording the podcast, and I did mention I was a gym guy.
Did we mention it last week?
Not really, no. But I couldn't walk until Friday, I couldn't really feel my legs or walk. Mm. And then I went yesterday, Tuesday, at time of recording.
Just Tuesdays you go?
Well, just Tuesdays, yeah.
Bit of a shit gym guy.
It's when the fittest old blokes are in and I can watch them and copy.
Oh, good.
I went a day thinking I was great, 2 days in a row. Mm. And honestly, the best way I can describe how everyone's like, oh, get the endorphins. Just go to the gym and get the endorphins. Don't you feel amazing? No.
I know.
No, I feel gutted. I'm all right when I'm sitting down, but I stand up and it hurts. I just ran to answer the door there for a delivery and then he fell over because my legs are jelly.
But the thing is, I used to be a gym girl, right? So, well, not gym girl, just like boot camp and all that shit.
Got you.
You've got to work through the pain.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should probably go for a walk.
Do you know the way I feel at the minute? I feel like I know I've been and it's hurting and I'm sad. Inside, I've got the feeling of like I've just been given some really bad news, but I don't know what it is. That's how I feel. It's not fun.
What?
I think I'm doing the gym wrong.
I absolutely think you're doing the gym wrong. Why do you feel like you're being given bad news? Because your body aches a bit?
I can't explain it. Like, my legs are hurting. But inside, I've got this really horrible sinking feeling. Like I'm waiting for some endorphins to kick in, but I've just got sadness.
Chris, stop going to the gym.
Honestly,
stop.
I've worked myself into sadness.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it anymore. Let's crack on. I didn't think you'd talk about it that much.
Hey, man. I'm allowed. I'm allowed to. I'm Gym Guy now. It's all I talk about.
Stop calling yourself Gym Guy.
Hashtag Gym Guy.
Bile.
Now, guys, thank you so much for listening. This is episode 47. And before we start, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is Getting a Song Stuck in Your Head.
Oh.
Hey, do you like that song? Do you want to fucking hate it in half a day? Get that bad lad stuck in your head.
I know which song you're talking
about. Get it stuck in. Brought to you this week in partnership with... Toss a coin to your witcher, oh valley of plenty, oh valley of plenty. Toss a coin to your witcher, oh valley of plenty.
I cannot sing with you.
What?
We can do a podcast together, but I cannot sing with you. That was horrific.
Oh, so we're going to have to cancel that band we started. What are you talking about?
That was awful. What? We might have to do that again.
No,
should we
not
just
doing
get
again?
The right starting note?
I don't know what the note is.
Toss.
Toss.
Toss. No, toss.
Toss.
Oh.
Toss.
Just leave it.
Hey,
just leave
listen,
it
right? It's not about perfection. It's Shag Married Annoyed, right? It's not bloody...
I know that.
It's not bloody... Something, a choir podcast. Welcome to the choir. It's bloody Shag Married Annoyed,
hey,
right?
Listen, if Welcome to the Choir are looking for new members,
oh, that'd
I'm
be
there.
The worst podcast in the world. When you listen to musicals, I love a musical. I love going to see a musical. I think they're amazing live. The songs, listening to the song of a musical without the musical actually happening is fucking torture.
Why?
It's just like, like the way, like the voice, and I will. It's like not proper singing. It's like this minging sort of nasally inward scream.
Do you not just love that it'll skip from a lovely song and then it'd be like, Do you hear the people sing?
Nah, not at all. It's like a concept album without the storyline. It's minging.
Okay, well, listen, let's crack on.
Right.
What time? What is it now?
I think it's jingle time.
Jingle time. Are you done with your sponsor?
Yes.
Still not getting paid for this, guys. Still.
No money, apart from fig leaves, has crossed the old threshold.
It's...
Doing it for the love.
Oh gosh, here's
toss
the
a coin to your. Here's the new jingle. Here, toss a coin to your witch.
No, toss a coin. Toss a coin to us.
Toss a coin to your podcast host. Oh, Valley of what you're walking, please. Oh, I still think about when that guy sent us a tenner, and I still feel sad. Bless his heart. Whoever you are, I bloody love you.
Me too. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast with the longest intros of any podcast.
Of ebony and
in the whole world.
In perfect harmony. Yeah, they are. They get longer. They get longer. We're just so excited to start. I think it's them 2 weeks off.
Do you think?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
A bit out of sync and we don't know what we're doing.
Just buzzing, just like so excited at just talking that.
I'm happy to be doing this today, actually.
Yeah?
I'm excited. I'm a bit annoyed because I'm thirsty, but I've got a jumpsuit on. And I don't want to drink too much because going to the toilet with a jumpsuit on in the house, it's just really strange.
I didn't
strange.
Know what you meant at first there.
Well, it's just got loads of buttons.
I've got a jumpsuit on and I don't like to drink while wearing a jumpsuit. I like to just jump.
Yeah, just jumping around. No, it's
so
just
I keep hearing ladies calling them jumpsuits. Mm. They're onesies. Let's be perfectly honest here. You're wearing onesies.
Posh onesies.
All of us are wearing onesies.
Mm-hmm.
And what? So how would, for the male listeners and for me, how would a lady urinate while wearing a jumpsuit?
Well, say you are on a night out and you've got a jumpsuit on with like a strapless bra or no bra. If you're lucky enough to be blessed with perky breasts, right? No bra. When you go to the toilet on a night out, you're sitting on the toilet naked.
Right.
It's a surreal moment.
So you have to take it fully off. Like a swimming costume.
Yeah.
Take it fully off.
Fully blown off.
Right.
Because they usually button up the front.
Got you.
So you've got to undo the buttons, take it off like a jacket, and then hold it so it doesn't go in the toilet, and then just sit in a bar naked.
So sit in on a nightclub toilet, naked, holding...
Your clothes.
Wow.
It's always fun when there's your friend in there as well and you're like,
great.
Hello.
can we not just pull to the side?
Well, no. If it's shorts, probably, but it would be a bit messy.
Right. I was thinking of the shorts ones, you see.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the long pants ones.
Right,
long trouser ones,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, goodness. If the buttons go down the front, how far do they go down? Do they go past belly button?
Yeah, like to your crotch so you can take it down because...
Wait, could you possibly button it down and then take one leg out?
What?
Put it down, stretch it down, undo one leg, bring like one leg up to your chest, one knee up to your chest, take it out, step out of it with one leg, the now leg that's flappy, that's got nothing in, pull that round, maybe up your back, maybe pull it over your opposite shoulder to keep it up, and then sit down and wait.
I know, but how big's your vagina, like that, do you know what I mean? Your vagina isn't stretchy.
Right.
So it's got to just... No, that wouldn't work.
No,
you're still in the danger zone of getting urine on your clothes.
Right.
It's okay when you're at the swimming pool because that doesn't matter.
What, you just wee in the pool?
I just pull mine to the side
in the pool.
My costume
in the pool.
Not in the pool. I mean at the toilet, but that doesn't matter as much.
Right. Okay.
Oh hey,
because droplets don't matter in the water. I get you.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I feel it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. So sorry about that.
Are there any jumpsuits on the market that have a zip crotch?
No, but there should be.
Button crotch. I feel
there
like
wait,
copyright, Chris Ramsey, Shag Marinoid, Rosie Ramsey, 2020. We could make them.
I wonder, no, there probably is. There probably is. Like a baby girl.
Yeah.
On an adult jumpsuit.
Yeah, like that. I like that little, just the thing, you know, the little, sometimes the buttons go up the inside of the thigh of a little baby girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that would be much easier. They do that on Spanx.
Spanx?
Yeah, I've got a pair of Spanx with like press studs.
Yeah.
Across the vagine.
Across the vagine.
Yeah.
Depressed studs across the vagina, is that not uncomfortable?
It's a bit, if you've had a few wines, right. Doing them back up is a bit, I've had stuff caught.
Oh,
just
God.
Ever so slightly.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Oh, that was a lip.
So,
do you know what I mean?
Very nice. Can we just talk before we carry on? Can we talk about how much last week's spit story upset everyone?
I know.
I wasn't prepared for that.
I wasn't prepared for that either, but it affected me. So yeah. I should have known, really.
See, sorry to people. Like, we've talked about some disgusting stuff on this podcast, really, but I have had almost a week of solid, like, the vomiting face on Twitter, yeah, to the point of where I'm like, I really have to address this. It was a trick, and that might be it. It might be that it's from me, so they know 100% it's a true story, and they know I've heard it. But
not just that. Spit, I've told you, spit's disgusting.
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't bother me. Well, apologies, everyone. We'll try and stay away from the old spit-related stuff in the future. I've already said.
Yeah, but you've mentioned it again, so you've already brought it up. So you're spoiling everyone's day already.
While we're talking about previous podcasts, we've got some fantastic news for everyone. I mean, I don't know if you'll be happy or sad. Rosie, do you want to tell them?
So, if you remember, Breastfeed and Groom.
Yeah.
I like to call them BFG. Big friendly giant Breastfeeding Groom.
Yeah.
Him and his lovely...
Sorry, if you're not familiar with the story, the guy, I mean, you must be, if you listen to the podcast, if you haven't heard it, go back. The lady who went into her honeymoon suite on the morning of our wedding and found her husband-to-be in his suit, which is the worst bit, weirdly, breastfeeding from his mother. Them. Carry on.
They're back together.
They're back together. Plenty more fish in the sea, or not.
She's obviously saw past it and thought, you know what? Let's do this.
Wedding's back on. His mum's not invited.
Wonder if she started breastfeeding him now instead.
Oh, for
That mum has got to be dried up soon. I'm telling you.
It's horrible.
No, but come on.
It's horrible.
You can't be breastfeeding for that long. You lose... Oh, sorry. Children... Sorry just about that. Just whacking the mic. They lose the ability to suck. After so long. Yeah, like after about 6 or 7 years old, they lose the ability to suck. Right. So I don't know what he's doing.
What do you mean lose the ability to suck?
Like the tongue doesn't go in the same position.
Oh, right, okay.
I watched a documentary a few years ago about children who were still breastfeeding. Right. And the little girl was about 7 and she was gutted because she couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, why is it that I'm so happy that she's gutted?
She was like it literally won't work. And her mum was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, but, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no. See, I have just mentally in my head stuck a big fat 2 fingers up at that kid right in her face, right in her 7-year-old face. Can't breastfeed anymore, can you? 7 years old. Life's shit, mate. Get on with it.
So funny. But yeah, apparently so. I'm still in the world of... Is it true? Who knows? It seems to be true because
that story did the rounds. It did the rounds a lot.
Massively. It's
been
on other podcasts and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But every time we speak to someone about it, and it's been people in London, it's not up here, they're like...
you can't just decide that only people in London are breastfeeding.
No, I don't, I'm not. I'm just saying.
You know what, they don't do it in the north. You know what, honestly, you get inside that M25 and everyone's just sucking their mum's tits. It's disgusting. I'm sticking up for... She didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant it. Anyone we ever talk to in London, London in work, in like offices, they always know somebody who knows them and they say it so with such... What's the word? Like...
Such conviction. Conviction. Yeah, they're so convinced.
So I'm like, this is true.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Or it might be a London-based urban myth, but either way, I'm glad we brought it to the masses.
A London-based urban myth.
Yeah.
I like that.
They're back together. So that's happily ever after.
Do you know
what?
May they live happily ever after. Yeah. And his mum could always express.
Express yourself. Do, 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 do. All you got to do now.
Express yourself. Oh, gosh.
I mean, just having to grow the fuck up. I still take issue with them. Oh, he does it when he's nervous. Fuck, he's a grown man.
You suck his thumb.
Bet he wishes he could suck something else.
What?
And I found him. Bent double, back spasming, with his own knob in his mouth, and we wheeled him down the aisle like a closed clam.
Oh, great. Can I just ask? Mm-hmm. You're a boy, okay? You've had a penis your whole life.
I'm a real boy.
Have you ever tried to put it in your mouth?
Yes! 100%.
You're so all disgusting.
100 million percent.
All want love.
Oh, Rosie, come on, man. Oh, you're talking no. teenage boy here, man. Have you really? Teenage boy. Rosie, I've got a really, really, really horrible thing to tell you.
I don't think I want to know.
4-year-old. He's going to be a teenage boy one day. I'm telling you. He's going to be doing all kinds. He's going to be jizzing in socks.
Nah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, he's going to be fucking the gap in the couch.
No, he will not. One of my sofas. I'll chop it off. I will chop it off. Absolutely not.
I've never even said this out loud, ever. I remember when I was younger, I tried to suck my own dick as a kid.
Oh, God.
And then I had a dream once that I could do it, and I woke up buzzing because I was like, oh, I think thinking the dream was real, and I was like, oh no, I can't do it.
Honestly,
every single teenage boy tries it.
It's just like the most exotic thing I did as a teenage girl was have a look at me bits so I knew where a tampon went.
Drinking a can of Lilt while you did it. What do you mean exotic? A teenage boy trying to suck his own knob in a bathroom is exotic. I've been wasting money on holidays for you. Fucking hell, what do you want, a caravan? Exotic.
Exotic was maybe the wrong word.
Met this new lad. You want to see him? He sucked his own dick. He's so exotic. Do you mean erotic? No, exotic. It's exotic.
Did I mean erotic?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Don't. I'm clearly crying.
Oh, just being a holiday, it was dead exotic. Where'd you go? Skegness. It's not exotic. I was sucking my own dick while I was there. That is exotic as fuck, mate. Oh, I'm making you laugh today. I'm well happy. I love making you laugh.
No, stop. Why now? All I can see is you, 14, trying to suck your own dick with a kid Hawaiian shirt on.
Oh, God. Oh, with 10 cc on in the background. I don't like cricket.
Oh, no. I love it. Babadoo, 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 ba. In other news, Rudy Doody has taken it to a whole new level.
For new listeners, Rudy Doody is our son's favourite game. I mean, I'm literally sitting here, recording the podcast in our kitchen / living area, and I'm looking over, and I mean, he's got all of the super wings. There's a Batman tower there. There's a Ninjago Lego on the table. It's an absolute mess. But his favourite game is
Rudy Doody,
which involves him in a room with you. He says, "I'm going out. Don't follow us. I'm going away. Don't come. I'm not coming. Don't come with us." He runs off, he comes back in naked, and he runs around shouting Rudy Doody.
What I'm loving at the minute is he's calling himself King Rudy Doody.
I didn't know that until this
second.
Did you not
know
King Rudy Doody?
He's King Rudy Doody.
Fantastic.
And he's got his own theme tune.
Yeah.
Do you want me to sing it?
Don't sing it yet. So the theme tune lyrics are Rudy Doody's in the night, Rudy Doody's fight. Right, that is it. Right,
there's more.
Yeah, and then Rudy Doody's never bite.
Uh-huh.
Right, so he's made that up himself, which is quite good, quite clever. He was singing it, and we were going, "What is that tune? Is that PJ Masks? Is it from Paw Patrol? What is it?" Rosie, sing it. We took a while to work it out, but Rosie, sing it.
So it goes, "Rudy Doody's in the night. Rudy Doody's fight. Rudy Doody's never bite. Rudy Doody's fight."
It's the fucking Strictly. It's the Strictly theme tune. We stood going, what is that tune? It's bloody Strictly. Hey. He's took the Strictly theme tune and turned it into a game about him, a 4-year-old, running around with an out on, which is absolutely not what the BBC want, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. I don't think that's...
It's the opposite of what you want from your family-friendly theme tune of one of your bigger shows that you've got. God in heaven.
Babadoo, 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 ba. One more thing before we carry on. I was just going to mention quickly, I found out something this week that I don't know if you know this, right? Do you know the shopping centre? Do you know the toys that kids go on? It's like a pound for one ride. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I've
got no idea what they're called. But the little crappy rides at the
checkout. Yeah, there's like Thomas the Tank Engine and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So Robin constantly wants to go on them, and I play the Mummy's Got No Money card, right? Yeah. Don't know how long that'll last.
Yeah.
I said this on my Instagram. I got loads of messages. They now take contactless card.
fantastic.
It's not. That's horrific.
That. I respect it.
You're joking.
Yeah, but it's like every time we go to the supermarket or every time we go somewhere, I even went to a card shop the other day with him and literally he was standing with us. You know, he's like, what? He's up to me waist at the counter. I'm busy paying for this card. Eye level of him is a little plastic poo thing with loads of gunge inside. Eye level. And he went, Dad, I want that. And I thought, of course you do. It's eye level. Yeah. Like, it's genius.
You bought
it's
him marketing. That as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I bought it. So it's over on the windowsill.
Sack of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You useless bastard. I
know. It was that or a lolly. So I got him that instead because, you know, he's...
Less sugar.
Yeah, less sugar, I suppose. I weirdly respect it. I weirdly do.
I don't. Yeah. I think, no, because then now you can't say it because kids are savvy now. Robin will say, what about your card, ma'am?
I mean, if he's saying that, if you don't want him to go on it, you don't want him to go on it. Don't say you got, don't opt out and say you got money. Go, no, I'm done. Just go to him, look at him and go, I'm not waiting here while you sit on that, while it rocks up and down and I'm standing, gutted. You'll get bored. He gets bored halfway through and gets off. Well, no, I never put him on.
I mean, it's just nice that to go, mum, he's got no money.
No? Why are you in the shops then?
Well, that's what he's going to say. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah? Mummy's got no money. Why is the heating on when we get in? Eh? Eh? Why is mummy buying...
Don't talk to me about the heating on. The heating's never on, actually, is it, Christopher Ramsey?
Quite right. It's not on.
Freezing. Three jumpers.
Yeah. Not just that. I got a little electric heater. I didn't have for the office because you wanted the heating on, even though we just sit in the office. You want the whole bloody house lit up like a bloody Christmas tree.
Do you know what it is, honestly?
Eh?
Get over yourself. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Ah!
Fucking Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I forgot. Should I do it again? I totally forgot about
no,
Barry.
No, we're not doing that again. That's no, staying in. Barry's... That is actually a bit. That is. I am so sorry to everyone listening.
I'm
that
sorry.
Must have hurt your ears so much. That was one of the funniest that things. Was... You're like a dog.
I know.
It was like someone had stood on your tail.
I forgot.
You forgot about Barry Beef, so you just screamed.
I did. It was just a reaction. I'm sorry, everyone.
That's better than Barry Beef. I'm taking that. So Barry's not well. Barry's having a week off.
Barry's got the flu. yeah, I'm so sorry. That was a knee-jerk
this
reaction.
This needs to be a video podcast. We need to do some kind of video of this because earlier on I was sticking my fingers up at the imaginary 9-year-old and you've literally, like, you know, what you did with your face and body there was hilarious. That needs to be slowed down and
why
gift
don't
up
we do a
bit.
Video? Do you know why we don't do a video podcast?
Because we're lazy.
We can't be arsed.
Yeah, because we're lazy and we can't be arsed.
Basically, yeah. Yes.
You never know. You never know. One day, guys, one day.
What's your beef?
My beef. Do you want me to go first?
I might as well.
Yeah?
How have we not run out of these yet?
Oh, mate, I have got... I'm looking at my laptop now. I've got five to choose from.
Really?
Five.
Why should we still be married?
I saw a thing. Lad Bible posted it the other day. Regularly roasting each other in a relationship is really good for your relationship. But we already knew that because we've been saying this for ages with What's Your Beef. It makes you... You know,
yeah.
Communication,
so
take the piss out of each other.
The little things don't get bigger and you end up getting really upset.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay, let me have a little look.
Hit me with your beefing stick.
Some of these are topical. They are quite topical.
Oh, we've got them in categories now, have you?
Yeah, no, they're all just quite topical. Sweet. Right, that one's not. I'm going to go with the most recent one, the most upsetting one. Yesterday.
Great.
We share an office now.
Yes.
Yesterday, you took your lunch into the office to eat, even though we've got a kitchen that you could have ate in, and multiple other rooms. You took your lunch into the office, and your lunch was a chicken salad, mm-hmm. which is fine, mm-hmm. with all of the vinegar in the world on, which is quite potent and stings the nostrils.
I like vinegar.
And a hard-boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good office etiquette, Rosie.
Aww.
You can't, but you're like that person who heats up last night's curry in the office microwave.
I always quite like that smell.
Explains a lot. Hard, but and you know what it is? You took it in at the office, right? And I walked in with you, and you were eating it, and I was working. And then I walked out of the office to go to the toilet and make a cup of tea. I came back in; that smell hit me like a ton of bricks.
Well, listen, okay, right? Listen, I will take it into consideration, but I just want to tell you that I really wanted to have my lunch at my desk,
right?
So just to make us feel like I'm a bit important,
right?
And just I'm so busy. Having lunch at my desk.
Really, is that what it really...
That's what it
great.
Was. So is that right? I'm a bit upset that...
Is that so you can tell people, I've bloody been rushed out of my
lunch
at my desk?
I put on Instagram.
Really?
I said, lunch at my desk.
Brilliant.
Desk lunch.
At the detriment of my nostrils. Huh? A hot... Rosie, a hard boiled egg.
It wasn't like mashed up or anything.
It was a hard boiled egg. You I might as well put a little piece of poo in on your plate.
Oh, really?
Disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting.
I actually got a lot of stick for that because I had a chicken salad with a hard boiled egg. People were like, chicken, eating chicken with eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's, yeah, well, that's having the, you know, having the birth and ward next to the morgue, innit?
Yeah. Should I not have done that?
Oh, fine. Chicken club, I have chicken club sandwich and it's got, Rosie, mayonnaise. It's got eggs. It's made from eggs. The main ingredient in mayonnaise is eggs.
And you have chicken and you have mayonnaise chicken sandwich. Mayonnaise. So why did people, I got loads of horrible messages.
Rosie, I've got to say, why do people on the internet constantly just want to hoil their opinion in?
I know.
Unbelievable.
Well, as well, because it had green beans on. I got a message off some woman going, oh, I hate green beans.
Good. It's not fucking you. Rosie, the other day, I was going to say this, but I'm going to say it now. I put a photo of the pizza oven on the other day because I was making pizza. You know how pizza oven goes?
Yeah, yeah.
I've recently said on the podcast, I've regularly said, sorry, that the pizza oven is the best present you ever got me. It's amazing. It's awesome. I got it me Christmas 1 year. It was my main present off you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't get much else. I was a bit annoyed. I just got that.
Well, because it was a big present.
It's expensive. It's 500 quid. I put it on. You got it from, where did you get it from? Harrods or something?
I can't remember.
I'm sure you told us you got
I got online. So it was like...
You've changed. basically, it goes on top of the hob. It's amazing. It's a really, really amazing bit of kit. And I put it on and I put in the name of it and people were commenting underneath going, 500 quid! Dude, I wasn't... I didn't hashtag add it.
Mm.
I was just showing you me thing.
Oh, I know.
I was just showing you me pizza oven. Like
Chris... People are dicks.
If you think it's expensive, that's cool, man. I know it is expensive. I didn't go, this is amazing. This is only I live on the planet fucking Earth. I know that 500 quid's a lot, but I got it for Christmas.
Mm.
And if that's how you feel, don't follow fucking Floyd Mayweather or any boxer or any UFC fighter or a footballer, because you're going to get well upset when you see how much their shit costs.
I think the internet's just gone a bit mad, and I think people just think that they can just say whatever they want to anybody.
Well, you know what it is about food? It happens quite a lot with food. So I remember whenever I put a photo of Full English on, put a photo of your version of a Full English on. Watch what happens. Every comment, the beans are touching the egg, needs mushroom, needs more sausages, not got any toast, where's your ketchup, where's your brown sauce? Everyone like has a fucking chip in. I once put a photo of bacon that I was doing, I was grilling some bacon, I put it on, I got a text off me mate going, I don't like bacon done in the grill. I text back going, it's good job I haven't fucking invited you for some then. And he texts back, ha ha ha.
That's insane.
Sometimes people just want to put their aura in.
Tenpenneth. Tenpenneth. That's what it's called.
It's gone up now with inflation. People don't put their tenpence in anymore. They put fucking 40 quid in.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. What's your beef with me?
So my beef with you this week is, I know what you said.
I go to the gym too much?
Absolutely too not. Buff. You don't go enough.
Too shredded.
Actually.
Possibly because I'm too shredded. Is it that I don't look like the man you married because I'm massive now? Is that what it is?
You're massive. You put on a lot of weight since we got married, actually. So you're not massive, like ripped.
I lost it all at Strictly. And yes, I did put most of it back on at Christmas, but I did lose it all at Strictly.
Yeah, you did, to be fair. No, my beef with you this week is, and I'm so sorry, everyone, to mention spit again, but it's not like Gremmy spit.
Oh, God.
So Chris has started recently... It's been a couple of months, and I've just mentioned it a few times, yet he's still doing it. Chris will get a little bit of spit in his mouth, and he'll... So he'll mix it around his mouth while he's just sat watching the telly. A bit like... So this is it. And I'm sorry, that is disgusting, but I have to listen to that. And I'm not joking. It's like my granddad has come back from the grave, and he's sitting next to us... Because he used to do that.
Hey, they say you marry your granda.
Well, I clearly have, because he used to do that.
You marry your dad.
And then, but you, as well as that, if that's not bad enough, right, you do that. And then you've started as well, like...
Sucking my teeth.
Sucking bits of stuff out your teeth. Yeah. And Chris, it's really not becoming. You're 33. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I can't wait. I've got dentures and I can do it. Like.
That's when you do it. Not now. Please stop, because it's awful.
Okay.
And you know how recently, sometimes you tell me off because I'm a bit like, have you flossed today?
Yeah.
Have you brushed your teeth? Because I've got a really, really strong sense of smell. The reason your breath's been a bit iffy recently is because you're mixing your spit around your mouth. And you shouldn't be.
So I need to learn that spit is not mouthwash.
Spit is not mouthwash.
Right, okay then.
Spit is not water.
Right.
Spit is just there to help you talk, I think. Don't mix it round your mouth for comfort and pleasure, because it's disgusting.
Okay, so you're going to Google what spit is there for, but fair enough.
Yeah. Possibly, but just, I know it's not there to comfort you while you're watching the telly and for something to do.
Okay,
so
I
apologise. It's disgusting.
In my defence, I'm only using the pushing of it, the swilling of it round to get bits of stuff out my teeth, but yeah.
Oh, is that why you're doing it?
Yeah!
Get a toothpick! Floss your teeth.
Oh, just sit like a fod, shall I? Just sit watching the telly with a toothpick, shall I? It's fucking cowboy times, eh? Shove a bit of corn out my mouth, shall I?
I'd actually prefer that.
All right, I'll get all that.
I would massively prefer that. Please. Thank you.
All right, God.
It's horrible.
Now and then a beef comes along that is almost a big argument, and this is one of them.
Because you've been doing it for ages.
You said 3 weeks.
I said months.
3 months. Fair enough.
I didn't say a number. I said months.
Right, okay.
Plural. Stop it.
Okay.
It's gross.
Okay. Can we genuinely get a spit bucket though?
What?
A spit bucket?
How much spit you got?
Yeah. How much you want, like? How much you want, I'll sort you out.
Why did you get everyone's spit? Like, do you know what I mean? Why have you got excess spit?
Stop talking about spit. People don't like it.
No, but I'm not being funny. I'm quite dry. Yeah? I've got quite a dry mouth. That was hard to do that. The example, that was hard because I don't have much saliva, sorry everyone, in my mouth. Okay. So I don't know where you're getting all the spit from. Maybe you want to go to the doctors, to be honest.
I was blessed with active saliva glands.
It's not a blessing.
Some girls got it.
Wow. It's not a blessing. Do you know what it's off? It's off all that dick sucking when you were younger.
Attempted dick sucking.
Of his own. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Just, you know, guys, in between little, shall we call them chapters of the podcast, in between little bits, I'm having a drink of water, and it's in a protein shaker. It's just water, but it's in a protein shaker, because I'm a gym guy.
Because you're a gimp nowadays. That's what you really need to say.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public, public,
public, public, public. Thankfully, you remembered what to do there and didn't just scream it at the microphone like an absolute banshee. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, your spit stories.
We're not doing any more because that really did upset a lot of people.
Yeah, okay, no more spit stories. But send stuff.
Yes. Dear Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Please keep this anonymous for obvious reasons.
How much are you going to pay us?
No, listen, you'll get people not messaging in.
No, we always do.
We do keep them anonymous, so don't worry.
We always do.
I mean, me personally, I always know who you are, and I judge you. Yeah. Massively when I'm looking at that little picture.
Yeah. I get your email address and I FaceTime you.
Yeah, we've done that. We've never done that.
I would never do
that. Okay, so here we go. I'm from a big family, and after spending Christmas with all of my siblings aged between 18-ish to 40-ish, I learned some disturbing information.
Fantastic.
One of my sisters has been going through what can only be described as a midlife crisis recently. She has been spending a lot of time going out with her husband. Nothing wrong with that.
Cool.
Great that they're rediscovering their youth and spending more time as a couple. However, it soon became clear that their life was a little more wild than the average midlife crisis experience from a combination of things she was telling us and photos that started appearing on social media. These photos mostly professional, got more and more risque, to the point where it was suggested she created a separate page for these particular shots to save her children's embarrassment.
Oh.
Turns out she did just that.
Huh?
But these photos were only the tip of the iceberg. Another of my sister stumbled across this Synodium profile.
Pseudonym. Pseudonym. We stopped the podcast for me to read that word, tell you what it was. I told you how to pronounce it. You said, is it Synodium? I said, no, it's pseudonym. You read it again and said Synodium.
I actually was just trying really hard not to say pseudocrem. So
hey, pseudocrem, if you want to sponsor, we'll get in touch.
Oh, right. Okay. Let's do that again, but then you put the word in.
Right.
Another of my sisters stumbled across this
pseudonym
profile with said photos as a suggested follow and was horrified to see a certain paid for adult fan website link in the bio.
No!
Yeah.
No.
Now, this is the point where any normal human would run and bury their head in the sand as I did. However, my family is not normal. No one's is,
can I just say, but carry on.
True. Due to too much festive spirit, a week later, her and another of my sisters and their other halves decided to investigate further. They paid to look at the content that was being shared on the site.
I'm so excited.
Safe to say, there was nothing soft about the many, many, many images and videos they found.
No way, man. Yeah. With kids. She had kids. She's got kids. And she's decided to do them kind of videos and photos.
Yeah.
Because they said a different thing to spare our kids. You're not one of the kids' friends at school is going to find, yeah, I found your ma on a porn site. Possibly. You're not, it's going to happen.
Well, I know, but you know, like people's mom and dads do porn. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just because she's basically saying it's her sister. Like, do they tell them that they know?
Yeah.
And how much they know? Does she tell the parents?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I think just because I've got a sister, and if I saw that, I would straight away be like, Kate,
yeah.
What are you, a porn star now? Like, you know, people can do what they want, but
I've got so many questions though. Are they just photos? Are they videos? Do they do the sex on the camera?
Well, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Goodness me.
But it's them paid for ones, you know, when people pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't understand, right?
Right.
You know, these fan-only pages and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get porn for free, can't you? So why do people pay?
I've never understood that either. However, them kind of fan-only ones, it's like...
Do they say their name when they're doing stuff?
Maybe.
Right, okay.
Maybe it's the like, oh... Derek's texting. He wants
Please don't use me dad's name. Pick a different name.
Sorry. Kevin's texting.
Don't use me brother's name. Are you taking the piss?
Sorry, it's just totally sorry.
Use a name that totally I don't random. Know.
Sorry. Sandra's texting. Sorry. Bridget's texting.
Right, that's me nana. Pack it in.
Why being ageist? Why can't your nana text it?
She totally can. She can do whatever she wants, but let's pretend she doesn't.
Yeah, so like, you know, who's watching? Like them live webcam things.
Let's say Simon, like, right? Simon. So Simon's texting in.
Simon's texting on behalf of Derek. And they're both in the house watching. Yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe it's the like, well, I mean, I think I've talked about this before. You know, it used to be the Amazon wish list used to be a thing. Remember that?
Oh, yes. No, so it still is a thing.
It's still a thing. So like, you know, good looking lasses on Instagram and on stuff like that would be like, here's my Amazon wish list. Mm-hmm. And like blokes would send them fucking, like, I'm talking like, Chanel handbags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they would just do a photo.
They pay for the plastic surgery and everything.
Yeah, be like, thank you such and such for the Chanel handbag. And the guy, get the buzz, the chuff that he gets out of it is that it's his photo. I mean, different strokes for different folks. There's different things out there for everyone. But I don't know why someone would pay for it. Maybe for the... to feel part of it. Maybe like to be, I'm one of her fans kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they really like her. Maybe they just think she's really amazing and fit and you kind of get her videos on any of the free stuff.
Maybe.
But my main thing is, and I'm sorry, what if she's already got a family and she's already got kids, she's then started to do porn now, but she's already got kids.
And her husband knows about it.
I'm sorry and all that. Like, I don't
her husband knows about it. He's like part of it.
Well, he's the fucking cameraman by the sounds of things,
clearly,
right?
Clearly, yeah.
He might have one of the ones where he straps it on his head. Anyway.
What's that?
It's like a first person view thing, isn't it? Where they put it on the head and he'll be doing all the stuff. He'll be doing the sex with her, but he'll also be the cameraman because it'll be on his head like a fucking... like a goggle vision.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. always weird.
Yeah,
not but, nice.
I mean, I don't know. I'd like to know how old our kids are.
Why are you so obsessed with the children?
Because if my ma turned around randomly started doing... One, I wouldn't want my mates going when I'm in school. You know, I'm just... So I get a phone call, you know. Chris, such and such is on the phone for you. You know what? My dick's in my mouth. I've got to stand back up, do a bit of stretching. I've got to go down and get the hand. I've got to go and get the phone. Hi, are you all right, mate? Are you all right? I've just seen your mum on a porn site. Genuinely, I don't know. I think when people... I'm not... Ah, dear, nah. It's that thing, if you cannot slag anyone off anymore. I'm not slagging off porn stars at all. I'm not doing it. All I'm saying is, if I had kids, I wouldn't go and do it. Some things on this, I'm literally, as I'm doing all these jokes about being 14 and having my dick in my mouth, I'm thinking, I've got a son and one day he might hear this.
Well, we talk about that a lot, don't we?
Yeah, it's worrying.
We always talk about that. And I just think we need to bring up Robin, and if we have any more children, we need to make sure that they have a really good sense of humour.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that when they're older, if they ever do listen to this, hopefully it's dead and buried by then.
Yeah.
But if they ever do listen to it, hopefully we can go, oi. Mum and Dad were just joking, just having a laugh.
You know when you would go around your nana's or whatever, and she'd get like a photo album out. Uh-huh. You imagine we've got grandkids, we'd just get a flash drive out and go, "This is my podcast. Do you want to listen?" And I'm 14 and I'm sucking it. Nana, turn it off.
Please God. No. Oh, that is how I worry, but what can you do?
Oh, but I don't think, I don't know if she should tell. I think she should just wait until someone else finds out. I think it's sister's code. I think they should just keep it a secret. And
no, what?
Wait. Yeah, I think they should wait until, don't tell the mum. Don't tell
her
kids.
Oh no, I wouldn't tell me. Well, no, I
don't
tell
the
nana.
Don't tell any of the rest of the family. Just keep it quiet. Laugh amongst yourselves with it. See if they trip themselves up. See if she tells you one day. Or see if someone else in the family accidentally finds her on a porn site, which will be hilarious.
Oh, see, we're from different families.
Right, what would you do?
You haven't got any siblings.
Okay.
I would probably have a look at a picture that she's in.
Yeah.
I'd buy the same underwear. I'd take a picture of myself and I'd go, look familiar. I'd send it to her. That's what I would do with my sister. And she'd probably go, oh,
and
shit.
If I was her, I'd put that photo on my website.
Oh, right.
So that's a stupid idea.
Right, fair enough. Who knows? We'll see.
I mean, in interest of sort of midlife crisis management, maybe just buy a sports car. Maybe.
What, instead of doing porn?
Maybe. Mm. Not as much money in it, but you know, you might get the...
I know we're still talking about porn, but I couldn't think of anything worse than being a porn star. Like, sex is lovely, don't get me wrong, but having to do it like 15 times a day, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There's a comedian called Carl Donnelly. He's really funny, he's a mate of mine. And I can't remember word for word what the routine was, but he had I don't know if it became one part of his act or if it was just a new material night, or maybe I even saw him doing it when he was comparing it was off the cuff. But I remember him saying, and I'll never forget it, and I do live by this a bit actually. He said, when I'm watching porn, I like it to be high production value and I like to know everyone's being paid well.
Yeah.
And I totally agree.
There's lots of morals involved.
Just like... But then again, on the flip side here, if that lady and her husband have set up this website for them and they're recording it and they're taking the photos and they're putting it online, that's no porn company is taking the lion's share of the money there. They're getting all of that money.
Mm.
So they've cut out the porn industry middleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
I'm proud of your sister. Well done. I tell you what, I bet you she might be making a fortune.
She probably will be.
For research purposes, I'm going to have to subscribe. So there's another.
Great. Can't wait. Can't wait to see them bank statements. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Every time I go food shopping with my girlfriend and I'm pushing the trolley, she feels the need to hold onto the front corner of the trolley, helping me to push it and direct it. It is the most infuriating thing ever. I'm a grown man and have more than enough strength and sense of direction to control a shopping trolley without her bloody hand guiding me. Do you guys have this same problem at all? Much love, Hassan.
Oh, Hassan, I love you. That's the best. He's so angry.
I know.
Oh, God, dude, I love you. That's one of the best.
Tickled you that, hasn't it?
It's really because he's felt the need to email him. Yeah. Like he's raging.
Yes.
He's absolutely raging. He's obviously told her not to, which he keeps doing it. And he's like, do it myself. Get off.
You know what? But I do that.
You do it, yeah. I mean, that. It doesn't bother us, but it's going to now, so thanks for that, Hassan. But that is fucking funny. Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely do it. If you're pushing the trolley, I'm on the front guiding it. Like.
What a way to feel emasculated. It's so good. It's so good. Like, normally it's like just telling us how to drive or, you know, so it's something like that. Oh, God. Oh, mate. What was the question specifically? What does he want?
He just ranted about it.
Great.
And then he just said, do you guys have this same problem?
Right, yeah, yeah. I have now thinking on, you do that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's never bothered you.
Nah, it doesn't really bother us.
Do you know why? Because you're whipped, motherfucker.
Well, the blokes walk past and go, look at that poor soul. Look at him. Oh, look at his bean. He said his knacker's chopped off. Yeah.
Look, don't put you on the lead.
They're in her handbag. I mean, when we're in the supermarket, we've normally got Robin, and I've normally got Robin in the little seat mm-hmm. in the trolley. And I like just whizzing him round. Mm. I spin the trolley round quite a lot. I used to do a thing, dads, this is really good fun. Sit the kid in the chair looking at you and push the trolley like miles away from you up the aisle and then run and jump as if you're like jumping to grab onto, like grabbing onto a cliff in a movie. Kids lose their minds. It's awesome.
You enjoyed that.
You did enjoy that.
Not so much.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult when your wife's holding onto it. Was it clicking your heels?
No, because what used to happen, and not so much now, but when he was little and he used to do daft stuff like that, I would end up walking around the supermarket and you'd just fuck off and I'd be left with like loads of stuff in my arms. Like, where's me trolley? That's why people hold on to the front.
Is that why?
And guarantee that's why. Because you just crack on and go other places and it's like, you know.
That's to be fair, but Hassan, a man in a supermarket pushing trolley is a glorified trailer. You're a trailer for her. Mm-hmm. You're just a trailer, dude. Just, you know, get your phone out. Lean down on the trolley with your elbows. Get your phone out. Just, you know,
enjoy yourself.
Look up at the BRL.
It depends, though. That's just our relationship, so we can relate. But there might be a lot of women who are the trolley pushers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hassan, if you want to get a bat, mate, why don't you climb into the chair and make her push you?
I would love that.
I love that. He's like climbing. You think I'm a baby, do you, Dawn? You think I'm right? Well, you can treat us like a baby. Fucking fireman have to cut him out.
What would be better if she just, you know, like Robin now, sometimes if I've got his nephew, Abel,
yeah,
in his pushchair, he'll like hold
cousin.
On it. Oh, my nephew, sorry. Not his nephew. My nephew,
yeah.
So his cousin.
Yeah.
Robin will hold on to the side of the pram. We used to do it with our kids. Yeah. Why doesn't he get her to do that instead? Hold
That's
on to the
good,
side.
Yeah. Hold on to the side. Yeah.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hello. To set the scene, I worked in an office of 5, one woman and 4 men. During our Christmas night out, one of the guys I work with casually mentioned to the group that he doesn't mind going into his parents' bedroom and borrowing one of his mother's vibrators.
So... What?
If he's got lucky that night. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, God.
I was confused and thought I'd misheard him at first. But no, he proudly declared that he's got away with it on more than one occasion and with more than one sexual partner. This has opened up a ton of questions for me. So let's just chat quickly.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
About the fact that he is borrowing his mother's vibrator. I don't think she knows.
Let's start at the beginning here. Why do you know about your mom's vibrator?
Absolutely.
Why do you know where it is?
Absolutely.
Why do you have access to your mom's vibrator?
I couldn't.
Why are you
more.
Touching your mom's vibrator?
Well, as a mom myself,
yeah,
you shouldn't really have to worry. Uh-huh. About where that is.
Yeah.
Because why would they ever use it or have to know? Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if this story was me toddler ran out of the room with a vibrator in his hand, I'd go, well, that's what
this
toddlers
clearly
do. They go through drawers.
An adult
this
man.
This is a man out on the pole going mm-hmm. home. So he knows where the vibrator is. He has access to it. He is going into the drawer or whatever it be held, and he is getting his mother's vibrator. Mm-hmm. He is in the mood about to have... But he's then, at no point, like, what if the girl goes, where's this from? Oh, it's just me, Mars.
Well, here are the questions, right? The first question this lady has sent is, who uses a vibrator on a first shag? Yeah. Very, very good point.
Great point.
Why would you?
Great point.
Why would that come into
play? Where do you go from there?
I blame porn.
I blame porn as well.
I blame porn for
I blame that.
That
woman off before.
Yeah, me
just
too.
Just her.
How does he know his mother has a vibrator?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Where does that night shag think he goes when he's sneaking into his parents' bedroom?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You'd be like, where have you been to get that vibrator?
Yeah.
Having a vibrator in a it's very much more of a relationship thing.
Yeah.
And I think I'd go to the thing of, was that your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Do no, you know worse, I mean? It's me ma's. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Oh, quick, this would be nice. It's still warm. Like...
Oh, no, Christopher.
What?
Horrible.
Horrendous.
And the last one she said is, does he wash it before he puts it back?
For fuck's sake. This is just disgusting.
Grim, isn't it?
This is disgusting.
Yeah, I've got to read them.
So he is pleasuring strangers with the same implement that his mom uses to pleasure herself with.
Yeah.
And he's fine with that. He told people that.
It's a Netflix documentary in the making,
I think. Yeah.
He's a serial killer. He's going to be a serial killer.
Yeah. Vibrating a murderer.
What? Oh, me. he can be called Buzz. I love it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Bad crack. Stop using your mum's
vibrator.
Does he
wash it? Does he get it? And what? I mean, if I even laid eyes on what I imagined was my mother's vibrator, I'd be sick everywhere.
What do you think it would look like?
Massive. I don't know.
I don't know. You horrible man.
Had to say it. Look, sometimes you've got to really make yourself feel uncomfortable for a good joke.
I know.
Right? And that's what
you're
doing.
But your mom's tiny, so it wouldn't
stop
be
it. I was joking.
Massive.
I don't want to go into the mechanics of it.
She's
see, I can't even
petite.
Talk. Stop it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Jess has been back in touch.
Jess?
Do you remember Jess?
No.
The paramedic?
Oh, glowstick paramedic.
Glowstick paramedic.
Come on.
So here
Hi,
we
Jess.
Go. Hey, glad you enjoyed chapter one, Glowstick Christmas.
Yeah.
As requested, here is chapter two, Woman in Freezer.
Great. Already
said,
great.
It's not as gross as chapter one, I promise.
Don't want to hear it.
I know. I was a bit upset by that, but we'll see how it is. Here we go.
Yeah.
Very late one Friday, we get called to a very well-known supermarket. Which one do you think it is?
Tell us the story and I'll tell you.
Okay. On arrival, a member of staff met us and mid-laugh apologised for calling us, but claimed they didn't know what else to do. He called us straight over to CCTV so we could see what had happened, and it was an absolute treat to witness. Not for her, to be fair.
Great.
I'll set the scene. A short and curvy lady had been going about her shopping, collecting her things, when she had come to the freezer aisle. She had obviously prepped for a chicken dish in her week and spotted the last lonely bag of chicken breasts right in the corner of one of the waist-height, open-topped chest freezers. So it's right in the back corner.
Got you.
Being rather small, she reached in and couldn't quite grab it. She tried a second time, same problem. She glances up and down the aisle. Sadly, nobody is close enough to help her. So she thinks, third time lucky. So... with a little jump, she rests her stomach on the edge and feet just off the floor and reaches for the packet. It was at this point disaster struck. Her top half outweighed her bottom half, and like a seesaw, she falls head first into the freezer. There was then 30 seconds of frantic leg wiggling trying to get out. Unfortunately, still nobody saw or came by. To be fair, the CCTV showed one bloke at the top of the aisle who saw and did fuck all about it.
Great. That's yeah.
Isn't that
nice
bad?
One. Nice one, mate.
So she makes the decision to bring her legs into the freezer with the plan of standing up and climbing out. However, as she brought her legs in, she got herself well and truly wedged in what I can only describe as a downward fetal position. She looked like an oversized turkey stuck with her head pressed against the base of the freezer.
Oh my God.
And like a builder's bum apparently, and feet were pressed up at the glass facing us.
Oh,
so she's
Jesus
in,
Christ.
Like wedged right in there.
Wow.
Right?
So it's got a lid?
I'm guessing the lid's come down.
I don't know. I don't think she... Has it got a lid or is it... Because if it's got a lid, I'm telling you right now, it's farm foods.
Well, I'm thinking she's climbed in. I'm thinking she's climbed in.
Right.
So this is the bit that really shocked me. Right. And I think you'll find out why.
Can I just say it's either a lid or she's wedged. Like, you've been wedged.
I think she's wedged.
Yeah, yeah. So if it's not... Or if she's trapped in and it's waist-high freezer and it's not a lid, it's Iceland.
Right, okay. Are you just guessing?
Possibly Asda.
You're just trying to guess the shops.
Yeah.
It had taken a while for us to get there, what with it being Friday night and all, and the poor lass had been wedged in for over an hour.
Go and fuck off. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I spoke to the staff and asked if they had tried to free her, to which he responded, "We aren't trained in this."
Shut the fuck up. That's terrible.
I know.
That is terrible.
Oh. Funnily enough, my training didn't cover pulling fully grown adults out of freezers either, but here we were. They didn't even manage to turn the fucking thing off.
Oh my God.
The freezer was still on.
The left her in the freezer for an hour.
How could you do that?
We're not trained. Do you know what that is? I'll tell you right now what that is. That is claims culture.
Do you think?
That is, what's it called? Compensation culture.
But surely she's in a better position to click, or because she fell in.
No. When your staff pulled me out, this happened. I want money.
Jeez Louise.
Falling in the fucking freezer on your own, you're an idiot. There's nothing you can really do about that. I fell in a freezer because I was climbing in it. Sorry if you're listening to the woman who fell in the freezer, but you're an idiot.
She won't be listening.
She's probably listening. Bloody eardrums are probably frozen. An hour. Mm. The staff not pull out. That's what, in my opinion, that's what that is. That's claims. And
well, here we go. Okay, I'll let you know the rest. So then came our rescue attempt. I'm only 5 foot myself, so when leaning in, I was concerned I would end up as her turkey twin next to her.
Still there.
An hour later. I asked if I could...
Sorry, they watched the CCTV first.
Before the wedge.
While she was in the... Come here, there's a freezing bitch down there, but watch this. You got any pop? Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Watch this.
Still in there.
Wow.
Still in there. Wedged right in there. Froze.
Wow.
Froze to death.
Wow.
I asked if I could stand in the freezer next to her to assist, and the member of staff genuinely said, "Sorry, we aren't allowed to let people in the freezers. It's against health and safety."
Fuck me. This is madness. This is utter madness. And you know what? I believe it. I believe it all because a staff member who isn't trained in something, A, doesn't give a fuck, and quite right, because they're on, you know, whatever wage. Yeah. They're not getting paid enough to get people out of freezers and get sued for fucking breaking some woman's back.
But
they're bosses and stuff, and they're like, "Don't do this, you know, I'm not trained." It's so and ridiculous.
They will have
Use
had
your
a,
common sense.
They will have had a conversation like, "Should we help her out? We should help her out. No, Jesus. Don't help her out. Don't help her out."
God alive. She must have been proper wedged.
Would you have helped her out?
After a few selfies, 100%.
I'd have helped her out.
Of course I'd have helped her out. Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, so...
Against health and safety.
Here's something, just dead quickly, right?
Yeah.
Here's a little story for you about, you know, how... what did you say, culture?
Claims culture.
Claims culture. Yeah. A friend of mine, who was first year trained, when I used to work abroad, there was a man in the audience had, like, a mini heart attack.
Yeah.
My friend gave him CPR... Saved his life on the way to the hospital, like before the ambulance came. Yeah. He broke one of his ribs and the guy sued him.
There we go.
Tried to sue him.
There you go.
What?
There you go.
Saved his life.
Yeah. There you go.
Tried to sue him for breaking one of his ribs on his holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Told you. Ridiculous.
It's just
absolutely ridiculous.
Insane.
So I don't blame the staff. I blame their bosses. I don't blame the staff. I blame the bosses. And I also blame the people. Well, yeah. No, I blame the people who are claiming and trying to, you know, get compensation of every fucking thing in the world.
Can we just clarify, all of the supermarkets you mentioned, it's none of them. The supermarket that it is not mentioned at all.
All right. Well, okay. And I've just thought...
Because they'll probably sue us for putting them in this conversation.
Great. I've looked forward to that. I've just thought as well, so she is head down, curled under herself, knees basically at her face, fetal position, wedged in the freezer. She's a giant prawn.
She's a little giant prawn.
Little giant.
Well, you know, because she's just little.
So what happened?
I'm 5 foot. So I moved the chicken thighs, climbed in.
Oh, fuck me! I moved the chicken thighs! Oh, God!
Climbed in, and after a lot of tugging and leaving a chunk of her hair frozen to the bottom.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. We managed to free her and assisted her into the dried goods section of warm up. So she got out.
And dried is it, goods!
But is it...
Put her in a big bowl of rice. Get all the moisture out of her. Then we took, you don't do it too early, but after a while, we went and took her to the rotisserie section and she just lay on the glass. And she was stood upright again in no time.
Oh, God, I love
fuck
it.
Fuck me. The oh, dried God, goods. We took her to the dried goods section.
It says here just as well. Just at the end, sorry. We never told the lady this, but two freezers down was a full freezer of chicken breast, which could have avoided the whole thing. And Jess has put at the end, I will happily send you chapter 3 in a few days. However, I'm not sure if it's too far for even the smile listeners.
Nah, I will be the judge of that, Jess. Send it.
But it's just named, so it's just saying, I will leave it at you guys to decide. So I'll read it. And chapter 3, what did I lick?
Absolutely.
So that's
send
next.
That now.
Thank
bit,
you, Jess.
Bit annoyed you've wasted our time with that freezer one now. I'm joking.
What did I lick?
Can I say? Jess is now officially our first friend of the show. Friend of the show.
Happy to have you, Jess.
Happy to have you.
Can just say as well,
disclaimer, all the paramedics out there, you will know that that is a true story because I've got friends who are paramedics and I've heard... question from the paramedics. Medics, paramedics.
We should have a section of question from the paramedics.
Oh, we could do.
Question from the medical professionals.
Yeah, I've got friends who are paramedics. I know people who are paramedics and the stories are just phenomenal. It's why there's TV shows about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I don't think they delve deep enough, to be totally honest with you.
I mean, that poor lady.
They wouldn't have filmed
in the freezer. Mm-hmm.
And just like that, we've come to the end of another episode. Thank you for listening. Apologies that we are disgusting.
We're getting worse. Honestly, we're getting worse.
We can't help ourselves.
I can't. Honestly, it's. I don't know. I just get. I love stories that make us laugh, but also make us disgusted.
Same. I love it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what it
if
is.
If you still like,
you know, it's not wall to wall like that with the podcast. We had the bit at the beginning where we didn't talk about bodily fluids, so that was good.
That one. Hey,
if anything, it's when the public get involved. Can I just say?
I agree.
So you've only got yourselves to blame.
You are disgusting.
But we do love you and thank you. And if you want to get in touch or send or anything, please shagmarinoid@gmail.com. My 2020 tour is still on sale. It's nearly sold out. Like,
it is very nearly sold out.
It's close to being 100% sold out, which has never happened in my entire career. I'm so excited and happy, and the podcast helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much to me for doing a podcast,
and you're hosting
and you
the
guys
one...
for listening.
Right, us.
What? Yeah,
and you're hosting and the one show tonight. So
oh yeah, if you listen to this on Friday, I'm guest hosting the one show. Alex Jones is back. I think she's just had a baby, so she's gone back, and I'm hosting it with her. Friday night, so tune in and watch that. That'll be good. There will be no talk of urine or sick or any of that.
What?
It'll be clean Chris.
Oh,
clean Chris. You'll not bloody recognise him. You'll not. But the tour's on sale, chrisramseycomedy.com/gigs. It's almost sold out, which is amazing. Thank you so much. London Hammersmith Apollo is on sale now. There's quite a few seats left for that. It's about half sold because we did 2 Hackney Empires and I'm doing the Apollo! Dream come true. You're going to come, Rosie?
Ah, oh, brilliant.
Love yous. Bye. Woody doody's in the night. Woody doody's fight. Woody doody's in the night. Woody doody's never bite.
Cool.
And who are you?
Mr. Pooh.
I thought you were King Rudy Doody.
No, we call Mr. Pooh.
Oh, great, Mr. Pooh now. You and I like that better, I think.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.